This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Tomorrow at Boston's Museum of Science, the focus is food, a day-long festival of chefs, farmers, and health experts talking about how food is produced, marketed, and cooked, about how it makes us happy and healthy, and how it can make us sick. The Let's Talk About Food Festival was inspired by the movie Food, Inc., which exposed some unsettling truths about the nation's food industry.
The way we eat has changed more in the last 50 years than in the previous 10,000. The modern supermarket has, on average, 47,000 products.
The industry doesn't want you to know the truth about what you're eating, because if you knew, you might not want to eat it.
We've never had...
I was sure that the movie was going to come out and the world was going to go crazy, that it would be a major conversation starter along the lines of an inconvenient truth, and it didn't happen.
That's Louisa Kasdan. She's the food editor at the Boston Phoenix with a long involvement in the city's food industry. She's also the organizer of tomorrow's Let's Talk About Food Festival at the Museum of Science. I sat down with her recently at a local Cambridge restaurant to talk about it. Kasdan says she got the idea for the festival after she convinced the museum to hold a private viewing of Food, Inc. for members of Boston's food industry.
We had 350 people show up in the Museum of Science on a Tuesday afternoon at about like 2 o'clock.
So it sort of told you that there was a big appetite, so to speak, for this conversation or these conversations.
A huge appetite. And one of the things that we've learned, it is inexhaustible and it is penetrating.
So this Let's Talk About Food event, which of these sort of many conversations about food, whether it's school lunches or obesity or healthy foods, I mean, what's the focus?
Well, it's kind of like a five-ring circus, quite honestly. In addition to having a wonderful, huge Sub-Zero demonstration stage where we have chefs and nutritionists and fishermen, and so that there is, in fact, the conversation around the preparation and demonstration of food. But we also have something that we call the endless table. So if you want to go and talk about school lunch, you go to these set of tables. And if you want to go and talk about health and obesity, you go to this set of tables, and sustainability and seafood. And we invite everybody to come and join the conversation.
Well, let's talk about just one of those issues really quickly. You mentioned school lunches. What are you hearing from folks?
You know what I'm really hearing is that young mothers are particularly focused on what goes into their children's bodies, what actually gets served to the kids at lunch. We're spending lots of money on it as a society, and we're not spending it well. And I think that keys into their concern about obesity, the safety of food systems, and also to the hunger issue. This is a very rich country, and we have too many kids who are hungry at school.
You talk about these young mothers being ready for the change. What about the administrators? I mean, is that going to happen? Because I think we all have memories. If you wanted to recall bad food, it was school cafeteria food.
This is really how I look at the whole food issue, that we've really only had bad food in America, problems with our food system, for 40 years. Really since the 50s, when we got really good at producing food in efficient ways, but not necessarily, as it turned out, healthful or even tasty ways. That's only 40 years. We can turn it around. Everybody, the big companies want to change. Everybody wants to feel, in any way that they're connected to, either supplying food or eating food or growing food, that they're doing the right thing.
The sense I'm getting now is that there's a potential for things getting a whole lot better with this focus on fresh food, organic food, locally produced food. But the question that always comes up is, does this work on a wide scale?
Well, I'm with you on that. Mm-hmm. We have to change not just on the small little levels. We have to figure out how, as a consuming public, how to create systemic change. And I actually believe that that's starting to happen. The concern and interest in food and sustainable food is the biggest cultural shift in America since the beginnings of the environmental movement.
Wow. And it seems like it's sort of a case where, now that the genie is sort of out of the bottle, it almost seems like the industry, in a way, has to catch up with it. Did you agree with that?
I absolutely agree with it. I just talked to somebody today who is working on a project with one of the very largest frozen food and prepared food companies in the world. And she said they know that there's a future, and right now they're not part of it, and they want to figure out how to be part of it.
Let me ask you about a related subject, but one that's still near and dear to your heart. You've been involved, or were involved, in the restaurant industry in this city quite a while ago. Since those early years in Boston, how has the food and restaurant vitality changed in this city? Are you happy with the way it's going?
Oh, I'm ecstatic. It's been just, kind of a joyous experience for me to watch something that started with a small handful of very talented chefs and to watch it become kind of like a major industry, to become a magnet for talent from elsewhere and as well as a great generator of culinary talent for elsewhere. I mean, I am overjoyed by it. It's, to me, all part of the package that what I'm trying to do, for example, with Let's Talk About Food, isn't all about the bad part of food. It's also that food is great joy. It's yummy. We all live to eat. We just want to know a little bit more about what we're eating.
Louisa Kasdan is the organizer of the Let's Talk About Food Festival, which takes place tomorrow at the Museum of Science. You can find more information about it on our website, radioboston.org. And by the way, both Meghna and I will be emceeing some of the events tomorrow, so maybe we'll see you there.